Hey guys, what the fuck is up? It's Spilly and welcome back to No Bleeps. This week is a good week. Last week was a crazy week. This week I feel a lot better about things. It's just been crazy with moving and everything. It can be very overwhelming and life things and whatnot, but this week is a really exciting week. I've also got like a lot of construction going on around me, but there are exciting projects happening around me, and I'm just in a good mood. I'm in a good vibing place, and yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on in my life. I will say that I'm pretty sure that in the next couple of days, I'm going to finally be able to tell you guys what the heck I've been working on. I've teased it in a couple podcast episodes that I've been working on something that you guys can get your hands on soon, and it's finally happening. After like months of creating things, I finally got this sample of this like, what, 2 days ago? And I was like, I love it. I love her. And I can't wait for you guys to get it, if that, you know, helps you guys out. I gave like a little sneak peek, like teaser on Twitter, and some people kind of guessed what it was. And I'm just so fucking excited for you guys to see because it's so cute. And oh my goodness. They said it's like literally going to go on sale this week, but I don't know. Obviously, I will let you guys know because this whole thing is such a big deal and it's crazy, and I'm excited. I haven't seen anybody that I know or anybody that I watch literally do this or make one of these yet. So I'm excited to see how you guys feel about it. But anyways, aside from all that, there's been a lot of things that have been going on online, on TV, a lot of things I want to chat with you guys about. I literally have a whole freaking list of things, but the main one was just that my exciting announcement can be announced soon because, oh my gosh, like I know when people are like, I have something in the works and it's a secret, people get really annoyed by it, but it's like, it makes it more exciting when I can. So that's the tea. That's the tea there. Some topics that we're going to cover today are just random topics that I want to talk about because they're things that I've seen and one event about. And then there are other things that are more like YouTube related, like this fight with Bryce Hall and Austin McBroom. I just can't even believe that the two of them are fighting. But anyways, the first thing I want to talk about is freaking Olivia Rodrigo, okay? Because last week she dropped her newest song, Good For You, and you guys, she's done it again. A third freaking time. I remember when Driver's License came out and I was like, you guys, this song is the shit. And I've been obsessed with her since High School Musical, the Musical series. I kind of knew who she was on Bizarre Aardvark, but like I wasn't watching Disney Channel at the time. But I obviously had heard about it because she was on Jake's show. But I like loved High School Musical, the Musical, the series. And these songs, like I'm so happy for her. Like she, in her live stream when Driver's License came out, was just so humble. She like didn't think anyone was going to listen to it and is just so adorable and sweet. And the fact that all this has happened to her is crazy. Her on SNL, what the actual fuck? That is such a big deal. It is insane to even think about. She hasn't even dropped her album yet. She already did SNL. So I'm so happy for her. I wish I was her. I wish she was my little sister or something because, yeah, that is, I saw this thing on TikTok that was like, I don't know if I want to be with her or if I want to be her. And I was, that's pretty much it. Because, oh my God. So that is that. So I just wanted to chat about that. Also, oh my gosh, the new episode of High School Musical, the Musical, the series came out last week as well. And it's just crazy to see that her and Joshua Bassett are like in a relationship this season, and everybody last season wanted them to be together and now they're finally together, but in real life they couldn't be farther apart from each other. It's just, it's like, you know, she's a good actress. I would cry every single day. I swear to God, if I had to act with somebody that I was in love with that didn't love me and was with another girl, oh my gosh, she deserves an Oscar or something. But that has been my Olivia Rodrigo High School Musical, the Musical, the series rant for the week. I'm only going to give myself a little bit every week to rant about that because, you know, I'm obsessed and I have a problem. But
hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
The other celebrity-ish news I will say is that the MTV Movie Awards were this past week, the MTV Movie Awards are in the TV Awards, MTV Awards? I don't freaking know, you guys. I know they did TV and movies for this award show, but there were a lot of things that were on my timeline that I barely knew who fucking attended besides Addison Rae, her and her co-star from the movie that she's in, and that's coming out on Netflix this year, next year. I don't even really remember, but they were giving out the award for best on-screen kiss, and her and her co-star kissed, and oh Jesus, it was so awkward. Everybody was making a meme out of it. Everyone was making fun of her. Everyone was making fun of the whole kissing thing. Bryce was obviously had to get on there on Twitter and tweet about how he did not like the fact that they kissed and all this stuff. But I think he was just using that as an opportunity to be upset because it's they're not together. They just kissed for the publicity of the movie. That is so obvious. And they said that the guy, Tanner, I don't know, her co-star has a girlfriend, so I don't like that at all. But they kissed, they were making out, and then they went back for another kiss. You know what I mean? When you're making out with someone and then you kind of kiss them again, I think they shouldn't have gone in for that second kiss, because the second one is what made it look a little awkward, but anyways, Chase and Madeline from Outer Banks won the award, and rightfully so, because their on-screen kiss was hot as fuck. And if you guys didn't watch Outer Banks, I'm utterly obsessed. And they announced that it's coming out in the end of July, sometime at the end of summer. The second season is going to come out, and I am sickeningly obsessed with the show. Oh my gosh, love it so much. I cannot wait for the second season. And the fact that Chase and Madeline are dating in real life just makes the show 10 million times better. And I know the John B. and Sarah Cameron chemistry is going to be off the freaking charts with this one. But that's that. The other celebrity news I want to talk about is this Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner situation. And this is that last week, Sophie was taken photos of while she was holding their baby, and Page Six posted the photos of the baby online. And you guys, they don't show their baby at all. They're super private about her, and they don't show her face. They don't take pictures of her. She literally did not post any photos of herself pregnant at all up until after she already had the baby. That's when she started posting photos of her pregnant bump and all that. But Page Six released these photos, and Sophie went on her Instagram story and was like, yo, what the heck, you guys posting my baby? How dare you? She did not sign up to be in this life, in the spotlight, having, old creepy men take photos of her and post it. She didn't ask for any of that. So she asked them to take those photos down, and they actually did. I think it was because just the whole entire internet was this is disgusting. And I also thought that websites like that, you couldn't actually publish photos of kids' faces. I thought it was a law, Jessica Alba or something got passed that, I don't remember. It was some celebrity got this law passed that you can't post photos of celebrities, kids or kids maybe in general. I don't know. like any photos of their faces, like it has to be blurred, the paparazzi, but I don't know. So maybe they got like fined for that, but they did take them down. Thank goodness. Everyone was coming at Page Six, like, what the heck are you guys doing? Like, this is so wrong and so gross. And oh, I just think that, you know, if you can't respect like a child's privacy, like that's just super important. And kind of on the same topic, with this whole Bryce Hall and Austin and McBroom fight situation, I think it's so fucked. If you guys don't know, Bryce and Austin are going to be in this YouTuber versus TikToker fight, and they keep going back and forth, like pretending like they have beef as if they've ever interacted a day in their life. Like they basically have no beef. They're just like making things up out of thin air to have beef and really get this fight to be hyped and all that. But Bryce keeps bringing up the kids and Austin keeps bringing up the kids, and I have no idea why we keep bringing children into drama and beef and all that stuff. Like, why are you making comments that your baby who is 10 months old could like beat up Bryce Hall? Like, oh my god. Or saying that like Austin's kids are going to be embarrassed of Austin. Like, the fact that Austin McBroom is like a grown dad and he is not, you know, spending his time just chilling with his kids. Instead, he's thinking about fighting Bryce Hall. And I'm not trying to knock like passions or hobbies or anything like that, because if he wanted to like get into boxing and all that because he really likes it, I mean, maybe he does really like it because he's kind of made it his whole aesthetic for the last couple of months or so. But if he really wanted this to be his true passion and whatnot, all right, but to come after Bryce Hall and Logan and Jake and get involved in this YouTube drama, it's just childish to me. And for someone that's married with three kids, you're really going to want to fight a 21-year-old kid? Like, let's just think this through for a second. You would rather spend your time getting mad and angry over a 21-year-old kid. I literally don't understand. I don't understand at all. And Austin says that if Bryce does win and beats him, he's going to pay him like $1 million out of his pocket. He's already getting paid apparently $5 million to fight this fight. And he says that in return, like if he wins, he wants Bryce to come over to his house and like clean his house. And I'm just like, there's just no way. There's just no way that Bryce is going to go over to Austin's and clean his house. He's like, I want my maids to go on a vacation, so I want Bryce to come over and start cleaning my house. I don't know, you guys. Like, something about that is just like, it's just not gonna happen. It's not gonna freaking happen. And so many people are like, this whole thing is fake. It's a setup. I mean, to a degree, like they are making stuff up in order to beef up this fight. Like the two of them have never had any interaction with each other at all. And it's truly just like the fact that they have to constantly call each other out and like say really hurtful things about their families and each other's like looks and old relationships and whatnot in order to dislike each other, like for a fight. I mean, $5 million is a really low, it's a lot of money. So, you know, I could see what the deal is for Bryce, but for Austin, I don't know how much money he's making off of this. That would be a good question. He might also be making $5 million. I don't really know. And I barely know who else is fighting in this whole thing. Like, I know there's a list out there, but I barely know the people that are on it. It's just like, oh my God. So that's the embarrassing news of the week, that situation. The other thing is I want to talk about how James Charles got completely like cut from Bella Poarch's music video. Talk about awkward, you guys. So as you know, James Charles has been in some seriously hot water. He's been called out for messaging and snapping, following guys on Instagram that are not 18 years old, talking to them, messaging them, photos, all this stuff. He's been getting in a lot of trouble the last couple months, and so he's been on this internet break. All these brands like are like, we're not working with James anymore. We don't stand by that. We don't support that. He got demonetized off of YouTube. It's been a whole thing. He's had to come out and speak out multiple times about it. He's made a video that, you know, people are saying it's an apology video. Some people think he's a little too defensive and definitely not taking it that seriously. There's a lot of different opinions out there about the situation that's going on, but it's just not good. That's what I'll say. The situation is not good at all. And he was featured in Bella Porch's new music video for Build a Bitch. And she had a bunch of other TikTokers, YouTubers in her music video. Like Lorray was in it. Bretman Rock was in it. She had a bunch of people come and be in the video. Which, by the way, this video has millions. Like, last time I looked, it was like 57 million views. It's probably like way more now. But she has so many views on this music video. And I've never even heard of her before. Like, I have never heard of her before. I heard the song on TikTok and everyone was just like, I can't believe she used to make like facial expressions on TikTok, got famous and made this song. And I was like, I have never heard of this girl in my life. I've never seen her before, ever. Like, she wasn't in the Hype House or anything. So I feel like the extent of the TikTokers that I know were in the Hype House or have hung out with the Hype House or were in Sway LA. That's pretty much it. So I had no idea who Bella Porch was, but the song is good. Definitely one of the best songs that I've ever heard from a TikToker. Like, I mean, that's not true because there are a bunch of people that are not famous on TikTok that have really amazing, beautiful songs that totally slap. Like, these songs are the best. They're amazing. Everything about them. People are literally beyond talented on the app. But I mean, like, people that didn't go on to the platform to start singing, like Addison Rae, Dixie, people like that. Out of the people that literally just do the little dances and have come out with songs, this was truly one of the best songs that I have heard. And so I'm really excited for her. She's getting all these views. And she invited James Charles to be in her music video, and his part got cut. And the part that he was in blurred out. She blurred him out, you guys. Like, really, really blurred him out. So there was a clip on TikTok from like behind the scenes when they were actually shooting the music video. And you can see James had like a way bigger part than he actually did in the music video. It's like him and Lorray, and they're like right next to Bella and she's singing. And yeah, that clip never made it in the music video. And then the part that he is in, they just put a lot of fog over his face so you couldn't even tell that it was him, and he was not in the credits. She had like a whole credits thing rolling at the end, and she showed Lorray and Bretman and everybody else that was in the music video, but not James. And it definitely like kind of sucks for Lorray a little bit because Lorray had his part with James, like they were in matching outfits and everything, and so his part definitely got like cut a bit, which a lot of people don't really like Lorray. Like, I've been noticing a lot of people do not like Lorray because he does continue to be friends with people like Nikita Dragon and James Charles and stands by James Charles. Whereas, like, it's clear Bella Porch was like, no scandals for me. You're not going to be in my music video. You are going to get cut. I do not want drama attached to this music video. Which I can applaud because there's a lot of people that hear about what's going on with James Charles and will still be like, yeah, like, love James. Like, he's amazing, all of this. Like, what, Noah Beck wants him to come back? That's pretty crazy, I'd say. But yeah, that's that. The other thing that I've heard in people that are taking breaks from the internet is that David Dobrik is coming back. That is wild. And I don't even know where this was said because I just saw it on TikTok. Someone was reporting on it and they showed this clip of Corinna. I don't know if she was on live or what she was on, if she was like in a vlog or something, but Corinna was talking to someone and she said, oh, I'm going to be on David's podcast soon. And if you guys, you know, are aware, you guys are pretty much aware, David's taken this massive break from the internet. So it's just like, okay, like, he's obviously stopped doing a lot of things. And if he's going to be starting up his podcast soon, that's pretty crazy. That's like literally insane. And she said she thinks like in June, she thinks she's going to go and be on his podcast. So is he going to come back next month? Like, that's what I want to know. I wonder how the people would react, because after this whole Jeff situation, people are like freshly riled up again against David because of everything that went down between him and Jeff, and him and Jeff not being friends for a little while in time after the accident. People thinking that David should have compensated Jeff for the year that he didn't really, you know, work a lot on YouTube videos, like didn't want to be on camera, couldn't really do his job because of it. The whole thing is it's a mess, you guys. I don't even know what to make of like him coming back to do his podcast. I definitely think it'll be really interesting to see how he will try to address everything in a comeback. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know if he's ever going to vlog again, because he took a whole year off to take this break for the pandemic. And then we know he did try to come back last June, because that's when they filmed the stunt that hurt Jeff. But I don't know. Like, is he just going to podcast the rest of his life? I'm interested to know. This whole thing is very interesting. But I will say there are a lot of people that are still supportive of the Vlog Squad, because Jonah from the Vlog Squad, Nick, they call him Jonah because he looks like Jonah Hill, which is just offensive, but he does go by Jonah. So I guess we'll reference him as Jonah. But he opened up his own kebab restaurant shop in LA called Jonah's Kebabs, and I believe like David is probably a partner in this, and they keep selling out. He posts on his story, because it opened this past weekend, he posts on his Instagram story, he posts on TikTok that they keep selling out. There's like lines waiting outside the door to like try this food. And honestly, David has been hyping up doing a kebab style shop with Jonah and his family for a while now, but it's like actually happening, and so many people are just going to see the family and Vlog Squad members and all that. And actually, someone said that there's like a mural inside of the shop, and David is like on the wall. And I mean, people seem into it, which they have a lot of fans in LA, I guess, because people are really into the whole Vlog Squad having a restaurant. That's the whole thing. And I feel like this was like the weekend of, and also like the year of influencers doing restaurants and shops and things like that. Like Mr. Beast has a restaurant-y type thing. And who, like, there's a bunch of people that have these things. Obviously now David and Emma Chamberlain did a like coffee pop-up shop. I don't know how long it's going to last, but she's did one this past weekend also in LA. And the line was so long. People freaking love Emma Chamberlain. She's always talked about coffee. And I think if she had her own coffee shop, people would go bananas. I think she has like the following in the audience to make really good profit off of having a coffee shop. Watch Emma Chamberlain be the next freaking Starbucks. Like, could you just process that one for a second? I never thought when I first started watching Emma Chamberlain that she would even be considered like a style icon, but people consider her a style icon. I mean, she's working with these massive designers, and she's going all these fashion weeks, and people are obsessed with her, and I could really see her going up, 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 up the ladder of celebrity and really making herself this coffee shop, this established coffee gal. I see it. I really do, you guys. And yeah, I'd be pretty freaking impressed with her if she could pull it off. I think she's got it in her. And I just keep seeing really cute TikToks of her and her boyfriend. She's dating, what's his name? Oh my gosh. I think his last name's like Huckleberry. Oh my God. Role model, role model. Oh my goodness. So embarrassing. I forgot it for a second there. But yes, her and role model are all over my TikTok, the two of them. And everyone's like, oh my God, they have matched energy. Couples that have matched energy are the couples that work together. And I'm like, okay, where can I find that? Where can I find matched energy? Like, what? I mean, it's true. Her and him have matched energy. They like are always on the same level, like vibe and dress the same and act the same. And yeah. Every time I see like a couple on TikTok, they're like matched energies when they're like dancing to Olivia Rodrigo together. I'm like, oh my God, all the comments, matched energy. Yeah, that was my little rant about that. But let's see what else I had on my list. I have a list of things to talk about, like, most of the time, just so I don't go crazy and rant, like, way too much. Oh, gosh, you guys. Fucking Nick Accato avocado. How could I forget? Oh, my gosh. I saw this on Twitter, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is so random, but Nick Accato avocado, the guy that, like, does the mukbangs and eats all the food and, like, farts and, like, poops on camera. I'm not joking, you guys. This man has, like, farted and pooped on camera. He freaking did a collab with Raven Simone. Like, that's so Raven. Yeah, that Raven. He freaking did a collab, and they did a little mukbang together, and literally, I was so disturbed, you guys. He was like, have you seen me fart? And she was like, yes, Nick. And he was like, did you see me poop my pants? And she was like, yes, Nick. And then she farted on camera, which, you know, everybody farts. I totally get it. I totally get everybody farts. But it's like, the fact that they were together in a room, like, I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it came to be, but I was absolutely mind blown. That was, like, the last thing I expected to see on my timeline on Twitter was that Nick had collabed with Raven Simone and they, like, farted together on camera. Like, the sentence, like, can't even process, like, out of my mouth, because I truly can't believe, like, that was a real thing that occurred. I don't know who arranged that. I don't know how. She must be, like, a fan. Like, she must freaking love him and be like, I want to collab with him, because I just don't understand. I don't even remember what they were eating, because I was too focused on the fact that the whole thing was just so crazy and I never expected them to be hanging out in any type of way whatsoever. But yeah, that was pretty much the list of things that I had to talk about, because, oh, Olivia Rodrigo's freaking album coming out this week. Oh, you know, I'm for sure going to be talking about it next week. And I'm going to have, like, a list of songs that are my favorite. We're going to go through the freaking theories that are coming out. Oh my God, you guys, this is going to be, I might even go buy the fucking CD because I love her so much. And I don't even have a CD player just to look at that thing. I'm just so proud. I'm so proud. I'm so happy for her, and she deserves everything. So I'm going to go freaking buy the CD. She's going to be like the next Taylor Swift. I just feel it. And I'm so happy for her. So yes, you guys, when you guys listen to the album, let me know. You can tweet me, like, on Twitter. You guys can email me how you guys feel about it. No Bleeps Pod on Twitter. NoBleepsPodcast@gmail.com. I want to know what you guys think. Yeah, just super freaking obsessed with her and anybody else that listens to her. But that is the podcast episode for this week. I literally love you guys so much. Anytime anybody comments that they listen to the podcast, they love the podcast, I'm literally so shook, because I just rant and it's amazing that you guys love it. I hope that when you guys are listening to this, that I have already announced what is coming out, because I really freaking hope so. But I can't wait to talk about it with you guys next week, because I'm sure by next week it will be out in the open. Check Twitter, check YouTube. I will update you guys, Instagram stories, all of that, when things get released. I'm so excited. I hope you guys love it. And yeah, I mean, I think what I know about what I'm releasing is that it's kind of based on the demand. So if, like, less than 200 people buy it, then it's, like, not going to get made and everyone's going to get a refund, I think. And then if people do buy it, then everyone's going to get it. So it's like a campaign. I think that's how it works. Don't quote me on that. But that's, you know, just so there's no surprises when it launches, I think that's the situation. But I'm pretty sure it's like the $25-$26 range. That's what it's going to be. So just so you guys know, just so you're aware, just so you're in the know, you know. But I love you guys so freaking much. If you guys love the podcast, let me know. Rate the podcast. Leave a review. You guys are the best. And I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you're already having a great week. Love you, love you, love you. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys.